That's right, bitches.
It is a Wacky Wednesday!
Weeks is back in your life. Another short hiatus, but, you know, I can't stay away too long. Warm your shit up tonight.
There's fighting and violence and hopelessness in the world, and you don't know where you can go. But I'm here to tell you that that isn't so. Here is a brand new show. When there is something inside makes you afraid, then there is something to do. Just challenge some guy to a game, Tiddlywinks, and you find that courage in you. Because there is nothing that's greater than Tiddlywinks with Strangers. Ain't we lucky we got 'em? The Wings. And how? Tiddlywinks with Strangers is filmed before a live studio audience. Welcome to Tiddlywinks with Strangers, America's number one podcast and growing. That's a lie. You know, I say things, they come true. I say things, they don't come true. Maybe I'm just going to be willing it into existence. I don't know. Look for it anywhere you listen to casts. Type in Tiddly. By the time you get to the L-Y, it'll pop up. You hit subscribe. You listen to all 48 episodes. We're coming up on 50. Episode number 50 will air about a week and a half from now. You'll want to tune in next Friday for the Friday show when I have my July 4th spooktacular. Well, I'm talking fireworks. I'm talking American flags. I'm talking sparklers. You know what this is. I got a lot of fun festivities planned for 4th of July. And then you'll want to tune in the following for episode number 50 with a very special appearance by The Mitt, Haley Joel Osment. That's right. It's the Winx 50th anniversary episode and The Mitt. So those are two hot episodes coming up that you're not going to want to miss. But you're not going to want to miss tonight's Wacky Wednesday, because we got surprises in store for you tonight, too. It's going to be me and the Condor. We're going to be talking to you about some events. Some silly, some terrifying. But you know what they say. As Rome fell, Caesar proclaimed, gonna be again.
Ooh, rocking in the free world. Ooh, rocking in the free world. I'm back on top. I sure am having a great time at my new job as a delivery driver for Andy's. My favorite pizza joint. My favorite pizza joint. Everybody got a hungry heart. Rock on. Go Cleveland Indians. Let's see. Bedford Street. Oh, there it is. I sure am excelling now that my life has been ruined by the hospital. I've picked up the pieces, you'll see. Where's this damn address? Oh, no! Oh, no! Oh! I can't see the numbers! Who could be calling? I hope it's not the hospital about my court date. You see, old Bob is getting sued by 7 former patients, you see. Old Bob wasn't wearing gloves. Old Bob was spitting in the beds. Old Bob left mustache hairs all over the pillows. You'll see. Oh, Bob couldn't see the labels on on the medication. Many patients got the wrong medications. Oh! Old Bob wasn't supposed to be a nurse. Time to face the music.
Let me tell you something, sucker. I pity the flick.
Wake us! Oh, the pastrami? That's my bus stop back there!
Would you flick?
Get out of my synagogue! What? Alright, hold on. God, I got my steak on the oven. Who's there? Nah, we were up at Toys R Us today. We was getting some new figures. I don't know, the He-Man or something like that. I don't know what he plays with anymore. Deb, can you deal with this? Hold on. What are your names again? David. Jason. I don't know. My memory's not what it used to be. Don't get old, boys. Hold on. Let me look for him. Yeah. God, my steaks are burning. God, the bright stunsters.
Well, we're going to get into this wacky Wednesday right now, but you know, I just want to say, you know, thank you for bearing with me through almost 50 episodes. My small but loyal fan base shall be greatly rewarded with a very special treat somewhere down the line. Now, as if he needs an introduction. I mean, come on. I'm bringing somebody in. And you all know who he is. Please. It's Condor. Everybody, clap your hands. Welcome back to the Winks, Kev.
It's good to be back.
Well, it's been.
Yeah, he's kind of like an unofficial mascot. What are you, Chubby Checker?
What are you talking? This is your intro song, man. Whatever.
This is the new one.
Whatever. No.
All right, sweet.
Just this week, you know. Just a reminder. Get me that old man before he dies. Get me that Oreo with hot pink sunglasses. Get me something about the 80s fucking nostalgic commercial that I loved when I was a child. But anyway. It's Wacky Wednesday.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
And thank you for joining me here.
I'm happy to be here. It's been a while since we sat down and did a... What was the last one? El Terrible Tuesday?
It was an... Tuesday!
Oh, so it was only a little over a week ago.
Habba, habba. Oh, nah. Tuesday. Oh. El Terrible.
I love it.
It was like 2 or 3 weeks. No, I mean...
I thought it was last week.
No, was it? That feels like an eternity
ago. I'm pretty sure it was last week.
Yeah?
It feels like a lot longer, though.
Last
Maybe
Tuesday.
It was 2 weeks ago. Maybe it was.
I think it was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. Sorry, fans.
If you know when we recorded an episode last, it's tiddlywinkswithstrangers@gmail.com.
We don't have a fucking
Tell us word. What we're doing with our lives. But, you know what they say.
Yeah.
No winks would be complete without a first story.
Yes.
Herk-a-flurk-a-doo, derk-a-derk-a-doo, derp-derp, first story.
First.
Whatever.
All right, yeah.
So do you want to tell first story tonight, or should I tell first story?
What are you feeling?
I don't know.
All right, I can do it. That's no problem. Oh, no, are you looking at this? Oh, he caught it!
All right,
everybody, we're watching Yankees-Phillies.
He got fucking hurt.
Yeah, it's me and Jay. This is our World Series here.
Oh,
Yankees-Phillies.
It's the third game in 3 days.
Brett Gardner just broke his spinal column running into the wall. It was magnificent.
Paralyzed from the waist down. Forever.
for every fucking gimp.
Whatever.
All right.
Cocker Kane. It's $2.99 a month to find out.
Cocker Kane. All right.
90% nonsense, 10% content, lest we forget.
All right. I guess I could start off this week.
What do you got?
I have a story regarding a young man I used to work with a biblical name.
Okay.
This story is called The Book of Job. Michelle.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, we're taking it.
That's
there.
Epic, man.
Yeah. This guy, I knew him and his family. Now, we worked together in retail together.
Uh-huh.
But I had known him previously. We used to play baseball, like Little League together.
Oh, the old Little League. The old Condor Little League.
Oh, yeah, where shit Winx, went down.
Winx knows a lot about it.
And, oh my God, Aaron Judge.
Not again.
Oh my God, that's Giancarlo.
Winx knows, child.
Got Mike Stanton running into walls. This is defensive at its best. All right.
Philly's winning.
Look at that flag. What a putz. All right. So, Job, me and him used to play Little League, and our families were like friends. Like, we had cookouts and shit.
Oh, all right.
Our brothers, there was three of them, three brothers, and then there was me and my two brothers.
Right.
And each of us corresponded in age, so we'd hang out.
Little rivalry there, or was it friendly?
It was all very friendly.
Okay.
All good friends. All
right.
And so Job got a job at the retail establishment I worked at.
Oh, Winx knows about that, too.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So he comes up, and he's like, hey, man. He was always like a skater guy, like surfer.
Okay.
Like long blonde hair.
Yep.
Tan skin. Like, hey, man, how's it going, bro?
Yep.
Like, he was very chilled. He liked the Mary Jane. Yeah, absolutely.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah, I like how you played the Brady Bunch Tiki Torch music. It's absolutely perfect.
There's no rhyme or reason. McGonagall does what he wants.
So he was awesome. And, we had a lot of fun working together. There was the one time he was doing whippets in the garage.
Oh, God.
Yeah. He took it back. He was doing
he gives no fucks.
No. He was just like, hey, man, look what I found in the cooler, man. And he's just back there huffing and shit.
Biblical.
Working high. So... there was one time we were working together, and there was another store in our district that was, like, in danger of being flooded. We had, like, a Noah's Ark storm coming through.
This is biblical, dude.
Yes.
Job's going to save them.
So Job is like, hey, guys, it's only, like, a 30-minute drive. I'll drive. What do we got? We got technical issues here? Are we all right?
No, you're good.
All right, well, I'm looking at the soundboard there, and McGonagall's shaking his head. All right. So... Job is like, I'll drive, man. I'll drive. And there's four of us. There was me, him, and two gals we worked with.
Okay.
And so we're like, oh, all right, Job. So we go outside. And what do you think he's driving?
An Ark.
He's driving his mom's minivan.
Oh, all right.
And we're
all right.
Like, oh,
close enough.
Yeah, I'm like, all right.
I didn't know how biblical we were going here. Yeah.
So this was the time when I was a jerk. So I was like, even though there was two ladies present, I was like, shotgun! And, like, I ran to the front. Like, So we go and we're driving. And we just get on, like, the one interstate we're driving. And all of a sudden...
go ahead.
All of a sudden, the driver's side windshield wiper in this storm flies off.
Oh, man. So this is heavy rain.
This is torrential.
You guys are like...
I'm telling you, the name Job and the biblical rain, it all ties together.
What's the plan once you get to the, like, what are they
We're
going to
help
do?
Them, like, evacuate, like, merchandise and shit.
Oh, all right.
Before, like, this flood comes through.
This is a side of retail I'm not familiar with, the save the shit.
Well,
stuff.
I was getting a ton of OT and I didn't have to come in the next day, so it was all right.
Yeah?
You know, it was summer. It was a summer storm. I didn't have school or anything, so.
By all means.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
All right. So,
ridiculous.
So what does he do? He doesn't pull over. He doesn't, you know, do anything. He sticks his head out the window.
What?
He drives like a dog with its head out the window.
Wait. Yes. Wait, Ace Ventura style?
Ace Ventura style. And we go, Joby. Like, Job, there's like a fucking Pep Boys down the road. We'll stop and we'll get like a new drink.
He's like, $8.
he brings his head in. His fucking hair is wet. His shirt's red. And he just goes, we don't have time.
We gotta save the storm.
He fucking floors it. Sticks his head back out the window.
Oh,
so he's
my
getting
God.
Pelted with rain and hail and all this other shit. And he's just driving. Ah!
Oh my God.
His
I love
eyes
it.
Are closed because the rain fucking flying into it. There's backsplash from trucks in front of us. And he's just going like it ain't no thing. He's driving this minivan like it's a motherfucker. So we get down there without incident. Everything's okay. He's just like fucking saturated. He's okay. A human sponge at this point. So we go, and we're, like, going in the store. We're chucking merchandise into, like, the U-Hauls that are going to drive them to safety and shit. Yeah, and like I said, we're having kind of a fun time. Like, our one manager met us there, and he was, like, off the clock, but, like, having a fun time.
Yeah.
And now this guy was in his late 30s. I want to say he was probably even 40.
Okay.
He comes up in a Roddy Piper t-shirt.
Nice. I like that.
I'm not going to, like, tell a story about him, but I will tell, like, just about him. Like,
yeah. He, sounds like a character.
He used to have puns.
Okay.
Like, he'd grab a ladder. He'd be like, ah, I got a raise. And he had this very high-pitched
you
voice.
You talked about this guy before, didn't I?
And how his laugh was, ah!
Yeah. Dude, I loved this guy. He's a Winx classic.
This guy has money. So he came, and he was helping
Joe
out.
Joe or something.
Joe, yes. Yeah. And we were, like, flying through, having a good time. And then Joby just goes, guys, I gotta go. And we're like,
what?
Where are you going? Are you gonna take it? He's like, bye. And he just
He's
runs
your ride.
Out. He runs out. He gets in the fucking van, hauls ass out of the parking lot.
Oh, my God.
So the last thing I see is Joby jumping onto the fucking freeway with his head outside the fucking car, out the window, Ace Ventura style, flying about 60 miles per hour.
Wow.
Just leaving us.
But where is he going?
He never told us. And when I asked him 2 days later at work, he just said, I had to score some. That's all he said.
So a drug deal in the storm.
It seems that there was a drug deal in this hurricane, and he thought it was prudent to leave us 30 miles from home with no ride.
Yes. Wow.
So eventually we had to, like, hop a ride with some strangers, kind of hitchhiked, and we got back. But that doesn't end here. Joby has another van mishap, if you
okay.
will. So we close the store. We work in second shift. We close the store. And he comes out with this big... I don't know anyone else to describe it. It was like a big... Like a medium-sized garbage bag full of Jack Link's beef jerky. Right? Like, he must have opened up 15 different packages of Jack Link's beef jerky and just dumped it into a garbage bag.
Yeah.
So he's just, like, eating out of a garbage bag. I'm like, all right, this is weird, but whatever. And he's like... Oh, guys, man, I gotta go. And he runs out of the store again, like a thief in the night, with this Santa sack of beef jerky.
Such a shady guy.
He jumps into his van. Next thing you know, you hear, he's peeling out.
It's never a smooth getaway. No. It's always...
He goes flying. I swear to God, dude, within 2 seconds of his car moving... He hits one of those cart corrals they have at retail establishments where you put your carts in.
Yes.
He fucking blows it up. The thing collapses.
Oh, my God.
Right on the hood of the van.
What the fuck is up with
this? The fucking headlight blows out of the van, dude. Like, just fucking bedlam. So we run out. We're like, oh, shit, is he okay? Is everything okay? And we get to the door, and he's just in his car like, oh, yeah, oh. We're like, dude, are you all right, Joe? What's going on? He's just like. Oh, I'm all right. Well, what happened? Why did you run straight into the cart corral? Well, I was eating this beef jerky, and I put it in my mouth and closed my eyes for a second, and I just said, this is good beef jerky. He goes, I savored it and closed my eyes, and I ran into the cart corral.
Classic Job.
So we're like, do you want us to, like, put your headlight back in? He goes, no, I'll get it tomorrow, guys. Vroom! He goes over the fucking wreckage of the cart corral, drives over it, and just goes home in his mom's minivan.
Amazing.
Yeah. Job was a good guy.
I liked
him.
Well.
I don't know what he's doing now, where he is, what kind of shape he's in, but he was a mess for a while, but he gave me good laughs.
Good laughs.
Yeah. Is this an Edwin McCain song?
And that's Job. An American biblical hero.
I didn't know you were going to play Tim Tebow music.
Young Life. Job. Jack Lynx.
Would you flick?
West, go!
I'm cocky.
always smiling, ear to earing. Always gonna be limber leaning. Me and Southwesco on a journey. Come with me if you're in a hurry. Conky on the track, you know what this is. I'm going down, so mind your biz. Wesco, coming in real tight. Staying up all night. It's Southwesco. Hey, Wesco. I'm always dreaming. Crackers Lindbergh leaning.
Well, you know what Albert Einstein once said in an interview.
Bitches, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
But he also said, ha 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 ha, we're sure having a lot of fun here on the Winks tonight. Something like that.
Along those lines, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. One of his theories proved that the Winks would come into existence one day. So.
Oh, that was the TW equals...
Enough nonsense!
Okay, yeah.
All right. I guess I'll tell the next story.
Let's hear it.
This is an epic story. And of course, it's from when I was a younger man. Spooky.
Yeah.
I'm talking senior year after graduation trip to Wildwood, New Jersey, where dreams come true.
Yeah, that sounds like totally. Yeah, Wildwood. When I think of dreams, I think Wildwood. Yeah.
Well, yeah, yeah. It was like a thing that everybody did after they graduated. There was like a week.
The senior trip?
Senior week.
Yeah, yeah.
It was like the end of June, beginning of July, so like everybody was down there, you know?
All right.
My friend Conway just so happened to have a beach house because his parents were rich and generous.
And so we were just able to use his beach house, you know?
All right.
Stayed down there a week, worked on my alcoholism, practiced for when I was older. A lot of day drinking, a lot of questionable decisions. And,
had a baby with a local?
No. I didn't take it that far.
All right.
In Wildwood especially, they have the tram cars, you know? Mm. Watch the tram car, please. Every time. It's just blaring that out of the speakers. So, you know, this was, let's see here. It must have been like the third or fourth day we were there. You know, we're going to the beach during the day. Mm-hmm. We're coming home. We're drinking all night. You know, we do it all again the next day. When you're young, you can bounce back like that.
Yeah. Oh, God, yes. I miss being young.
And it was a good time.
Yeah.
And Wildwood was the glorious vacation spot that you yearned for.
Yeah, yeah.
When you come from Philly and South Jersey.
Disneyland of the Northeast.
That's what you have. I mean, you got the other little ones. You got, like, Avalon and Ocean City.
Ocean City, yeah.
But my magic took place in Wildwood. Wildwood.
Wildwood.
So this on this particular day, it was one of these days where it's like drinking all night. Now the sun's up. Might as well just keep drinking.
Yeah.
So
you beat the hangover.
Right. Yeah. So now I'm going into like hour 36 of drinking, you
fantastic.
Know?
Fantastic.
And
proud that you're alive.
Oh yeah, dude. Yeah. I'm good. We decided we were going to go down to the beach and just, like, lay out. You know, I brought a cooler full of beer. I'm going to need these.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to need these beers. Hold on, guys. Let me pack it up. I wasn't the only one drunk, but as usual, yeah. I was the most sloshed.
Okay.
So we're all just, like, stumbling around. We're up on the boardwalk. Honk, honk, watch the tram car, please. Watch the tram car, please. Just on a loop, man. They're just blaring out of the speakers. Like, I could fucking see it
they
coming.
Cover their ass, man.
I'm like, I'm sick of this fucking hype. Let's just walk down on the beach, like, you know, next to the boardwalk. But let's not walk on the boardwalk.
Yeah.
Walk next to the boardwalk.
Smart.
So we're down there, and they did have, like, a little pedestrian wooden walkway on the sand.
Okay.
So you didn't have to really walk on the sand, but we're walking along. And as you walk along, this stretch of boardwalk in Wildwood, it goes from like street level and it slowly rises up, and then you can see under the boardwalk.
Ooh.
And as you know, yes. Under the boardwalk is where dreams come true.
I've been told.
It's a magical place.
Yeah. Did you spend some time down there?
Well, it just occurred to me, I'm like, guys, all we do's is walk on the boardwalk.
Uh-huh.
This is the golden opportunity to find out what all the mysticism is about and to go under the boardwalk.
Yeah.
Where lovers fall in love and wishes upon stars are granted, or whatever the fuck it is.
Jiminy Cricket was on that
like, what? I don't know. You know, it's always like a mythical place, you know? Like, you know. What are you supposed to do? Right. It's beautiful.
Oh, it is. Very nostalgic.
So I'm like, last one unders are on me. I'm dropping beers everywhere.
Yeah, yeah, you're sloshed. Absolutely a mess.
So, I'm under the boardwalk. It was me, Conway.
Yeah.
I can't remember the third guy. It might have been Don Parker, who I've talked about on the Wings
Yes,
before.
You have, Don, yeah.
The girl I was dating at the time, who was the Young Life girl.
Oh, you young Christian.
The boyfriends didn't come. Well, they weren't on this particular
trip.
They didn't go to our school, yeah. But I thought they'd come with the girlfriends, but whatever. Luckily, it was just, you know, me.
Well, they trusted that God would watch them
right.
instead, yeah.
Right, and then I think it was some girl Conway was dating, too. So it was like five of us, you know. I'm like, look, guys, this is awesome under. Why am I doing the Tui voice?
The Tui.
Let me tell you, it's not the magical place where you fall in love.
You find a body?
It's a place of death and destruction.
Oh, Jesus, he did.
It's a place of desperation.
Tricks are turned.
What I saw under there changed me forever. Under the boardwalk, down by the sea. I was way too drunk for this. First of all, it reeked like urine and stale farts. I found a couple syringes. There was what appeared to be a crack vial.
Really?
Yep. Tons of discarded used condoms from the rampant gay sex, I assume. What other devious acts would go on under the boardwalk down by the sea?
Oh, it's a little much.
I don't know what you do down there. It's like a fucking rest stop. I don't know.
Fucking glory holes.
It wasn't what I thought. It's where young star-crossed lovers fall in love. It's where you have your first kiss. It's where you give your best gal your pin.
It's where the howls of sodomy transpire.
Dear God, dude, it was a desolate place.
Yeah.
And it's just, there was like, I can't even describe the amount of just trash and debris.
Yeah.
Broken bottles.
Yeah.
Definite drug needles.
What did your Young Life girlfriend think of this debauchery?
This is what happened. Like, we kept going deeper. And we didn't have a flashlight. We didn't have a flashlight. I didn't think we needed it. It was daylight out.
Yeah.
But, you know, you go deeper and, like, it's just a cavern. Like, I can't see anything. Come on, guys, let's go!
You still want to go.
Come on, let's turn back. This is stupid. No, we're going under the... Whatever.
Just keep songing.
Whatever. Whatever. I got to keep it happy. So it's like when I got left on the bus and I'm singing Frosty the Snowman.
Oh, yeah.
Singing happy
Rocking
songs
to
make me happy. Under the... Whatever. You know the fucking rest. All right. So me and Conway are going deeper. And then he's like, you know, we should probably just go, dude. Like, this is a shady situation. I'm like, it's daylight. It's not like we're out here at night. Like, what's going to happen? All of a sudden, we hear rustling. What the fuck is that? Like, he's like, it's probably some kind of animal, dude. Yeah. We don't want to see what it is. Probably a seagull looking for food or something.
Seagull.
Like, get out of here now, sales! You ain't getting my day drinking beers! Leave me alone! Get out of here now! Whatever.
Fucking
it. So, like, the girls start going back. And they're like, we're just gonna wait outside. You guys can be stupid if you want.
That's typical, yeah.
Yeah. So, like, come on, dude. Let's go. All of a sudden, we see in the dark shadow something moving.
Yeah.
It's the rustling.
It's a raccoon.
It was a vagabond.
Oh, you encountered a homeless man. A street man.
He was laying down, dude.
Yeah.
He was just like trying to sleep or something, and he kept rolling over, and that's what the rustling was we heard. and he was like half awake, half asleep, you know? So we're like, all right, dude, let's go. Come on. I'm like, I don't know if there's a colony under here and this is just the first one or if this is the only one, but like we went too deep. The song lied. Wildwood's trash. Let's go.
I was going to say, maybe it was a boardwalk somewhere else.
Right. So he gets up, the vagabond, the hobo, if you will. He had a stick with a knapsack tied on it.
No, he didn't.
He didn't ride the rails. But, like, he sits up, you know, and, like, through, like, the cracks in the boardwalk, his face is, like, half illuminated, you know? There's, like, lines on his face.
What?
Like, light lines, you know? And I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ.
Did you apologize?
Yeah, no, we didn't say anything. Oh, we just started, like, walking back towards the light. Gotta get to the light where it's safe, you know? And he gets up and he, like, sits up and he's just, like, he starts going, heads and tails! Heads and tails! Heads and tails! I'm like, ah!
Is that like some kind of call to the other
homeless know, dude. Like, what does it all mean? What does it all mean? So, like, I just, like, I start running now, you know? Conway's running. We're running. I get almost to the end, and I get what can only be described as a Charlie horse.
You didn't stretch.
No. And it's right on, like, my two middle toes. Like, on the toe joint.
In your toes?
On the toe joint. Like, it just, like, locked up all of a sudden. Because I was wearing flip-flops, I should say. I was running in flip-flops.
No, that's not healthy.
Such a weird thing. Like, it was just such a weird time for it to happen. It was almost like that vagabond was supposed to kill me that day.
He was going to murder you in the darkness.
So, like, I fall. My beers spill everywhere. And I'm like, go! Just leave me!
Did you take all the beers in with you?
Oh, I was just carrying them the whole time. Because we were going to the beach, you know? I had them ready to go. So, Conway's like, I'm not leaving you. And I have a picture of this. I'll put it on the Wink Snapchat. I think the girl I was dating at the time snapped a picture of it because it was too much. Conway picked me up.
In what manner?
And piggyback rode. Put me on his back. Put me on his back and ran down to the beach with me so that the vagabond wouldn't murder me. She has a picture of me on Conway's back,
too ridiculous.
Looking down at my foot, and I have like a pained expression on my face, and you can see beer scattered on the beach behind us.
That's amazing.
And you know, we made it down, but
I like
that's it. My cautionary tale.
You don't fuck with the homeless.
Don't go under the boardwalk
because they have nothing to lose. They'll kill you.
Don't listen to those lying fucking shits, the drifters.
They lie.
God,
they lie. That's one of history's biggest crimes right there.
I feel like maybe they're working for the homeless colony, and this is how they lure people down there. Who knows how many bodies are under there, dude?
The city of
Seattle. Police don't go under there. The Wildwood PD ain't touching that shit.
No, they let that lay. Yeah.
That's an underbelly right there.
Dark underbelly.
I had no business being in there. I was way too white.
Soiled condoms, bottles, homeless men, needles.
Depravity.
Wow. That's outstanding.
Yeah, but I made it out.
Alive.
Cool?
Bob, your phone's ringing.
I'm in the bathroom. I'm taking a shower and trimming my mustache. What does it say? I can't see the numbers. Uh-oh. It's old Bob's lawyer. Hold on. Bob's got to take this. Hold on. Oh, Christ. Oh. Move it up. I see. Yes. Looks like old Bob's going to jail.
Flick. Well, Kev.
Yeah.
Swacky Wednesday seems like it's gone by in the blink of an eye.
It actually has. I'm kind of shocked.
Yeah.
Because I thought my story was going to kind of hit a wall there, bro.
No walls hit, man.
Well, let me tell you something, dude. I came in here with a lot of energy, man. I just wanted to lay a big boot down on this story. I want to drop the monster leg drop. I want to save the Hulkamaniacs from all of this madness, man.
Yep.
But if I may.
But you know what Randy Savage once said?
No.
Every good Winx must come to an end.
Ooh, yeah! Beef, spice, big fucking beef, yeah! That's what he said.
Exactly.
All right.
And so shall this, Winx, I suppose.
Word.
Fucking blows.
What? Sorry, listeners. We openly just say it fucking blows.
Well, they know what this fucking episode 48, dude.
This is 48.
They know what this is.
This isn't 49?
I don't know.
We didn't count.
I have no idea. It's close enough.
Either next Either next week or the week after will be a momentous and auspicious 50th episode.
Yeah, but not before the 4th of July spooktacular.
That's right. Fucking spooktacular. It's awesome. I'm so glad we didn't name the Martin Luther King one a spooktacular.
I know. Yeah. I'm talking cookouts. I'm talking watermelons. I'm talking slip and slides.
What else?
Lawn chairs. Sprinklers.
Water balloon fight.
Sparklers. Hands blown off.
M80s.
Next week on the Winx.
Awesome.
But no good Winx would be complete without one final thing. Yep, and it goes a little something like this. last story. Talking about last. Jesus Christ.
Mental illness.
That was uncalled for.
Yeah.
Nobody needed that.
Nope.
We should probably get our shit together.
Probably.
I'm excited.
So what's this last story we got here?
Well,
I'm just out of curiosity.
Dude, you know how sometimes I tell self-effacing stories?
Yes.
I guess I'll have to put myself out there again. Oh? For the sake of your entertainment and the listeners.
Let's hear it.
I would hate to disappoint.
Okay.
This story takes place when I was a younger man. You know the fucking
how rest. Much younger?
Dude.
You can't be embarrassed of anything before you were like 13.
I was like 7 or 8.
How bad can it be that you're embarrassing yourself as a 7-year-old? 7-year-olds do shit. They just walk in a room and fall down. Like,
not like this, Kevin.
Is this better than when you told your mom to blow you or whatever in a store? What'd you say again?
No, that was kind of badass. What? I called her a penis sucker.
That's right.
In front of everybody in the Plymouth Meeting Mall. What a shithead I was. What a badass little kid.
Penis sucker.
No, this is all me. Well, actually, it wasn't all me, but I...
Were you influenced in a certain way?
Mommy made me do it.
That's scary.
This is the story of Little Jason and the Waltz Cha-Cha-Cha.
Dancing, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Did Little Jason take dance class?
This is the story of my dance class.
Oh, God. Oh, you took dance class. You took dance class. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Dude, I'm beautiful at dancing. You never saw it. I've hidden it from you and Billy.
Yeah,
Barry,
you have.
Barry, too.
Wow.
Actually, I showed Barry.
What kind? Wait, yo, you did?
No.
Oh.
No.
What kind of dancing? Were you doing like...
I'm classically trained.
Were you doing like that interpretive shit where you're like, I'm a tree?
I actually went on tour one summer with Moving Out, the Billy Joel
That's
musical.
Stop it. What is that lie for?
No, I am classically trained, though. My legs are deadly weapons. And,
until your horrific Sonny Bono skiing accident.
I mean, why do you think I was such a hit in the Korean dance circles?
That's true. We should know this by now. You probably had a Korean instructor.
I downplayed it, but I'm amazing.
All right. So what was your area of study?
No, I'm not.
No, you were a tap guy? Were you a tap guy?
It was everything. All right, here's
jazz hands.
No.
Oh, you did jazz hands.
No, there. Oh, well, maybe, yeah. It was a long time ago. Like I said, I was like 7 or 8.
All right.
I have vague memories of it, some stronger than others. This is what the situation is.
Let me
just lay it bare for you.
I'm listening.
All right? I didn't take dance classes per se.
Okay.
But when I was at Shady Grove Elementary School, I was having a great time, you know. They were starting these, like, new kind of after-school programs.
It sounds like how you got gypped into going to the band. Like, they just walked in one day and they're like, hey, you're in the band now.
Well, you know, I'm a well-rounded individual.
Yeah.
And so it was like... People were, like, volunteering
to do these like after school activities. They sent like a flyer home to all the parents about like, you can sign up for this, whatever you want, you know? Mm-hmm. And one of them was like learning how to dance. And I didn't want to do anything. And my mom's like, come on, you got to do something after school. Like in hindsight, she probably just didn't want me home because I was calling her a penis sucker and all that shit. You know what I mean? Damn. I wouldn't want me around either. And I'm like, I don't want to do anything. They all suck. I don't want to do shit. Fuck them.
Yeah.
And she's like, come on. And she's like reading them off to me. And it's like, I don't even remember what the other ones were. But she gets to like this dance, you know. And she's like, oh, it's being taught by Nikolai's mom. You know Nikolai.
Nikolai, I don't think you've regaled us with
him. He's just some kid in my class. Okay. I don't want to get into it because it has a dark epilogue, okay?
His name is Nikolai.
It just ends dark, okay? Can we just move on?
Yeah, we're good. We're on.
Save it for another Wings.
We're on.
Save it for another Wings. All right. Come on.
When you can play that.
Come on, let's not.
All right, I'm not.
Let's
not. I said move on.
It's about Nikolai's mom.
Okay, move on. Let's go. Save it. We don't need any more darkness. You almost killed a vagabond. Let's get on.
So she was going to be like the volunteer parent teacher of this one. Because she was like a dance sensation.
I was going to say, with a Russian name like that, she's probably a ballet dancer.
Oh, for fuck's sakes, for crying in a cup, Kevin. So for some reason, like, I'm like, fine, I'll just dance or whatever. And she's like, it'll be fun. You'll learn stuff.
In your mind, when
she goes, you'll impress girls.
When you're thinking of dancing, what are you thinking of?
I have no idea.
You think it's going to be like
I was thinking of like the box step, you know?
Are you like, thinking about just... like AC Slater and Zach Morris?
I had no preconceived notions. Right. It was in the cafeteria after school. Had to stay, you know what I mean? Uh-huh. They cleared all the tables out. All
right.
This lady comes in. She's like, I'm going to teach you a dance.
No.
It was me. And, like, God, maybe six other kids if I'm being generous. Guy? No.
Oh, okay.
No, there was, like, two or three dudes and, like, maybe, like,
five girls. So there are other guys looking girls. For some tail.
I guess. I don't know what everybody's story is, dude. I just know, like, you know, oh, what have I done? What have I done? So, like, this was, like, every Wednesday for, like, 2 months. That's all it was. You know, just some, like, little extracurricular thing. And so I went on Wednesdays. I helped push the... tables and chairs away in the cafeteria, and I danced the night away.
Oh yeah,
and it was beautiful.
Calypso.
Calypso, waltz, cha cha cha, cha cha cha, 1 2, cha cha cha. I'm learning the steps, man.
Yeah.
You know, I got to dance with Nikolai's mom because she was the teacher, and I'm like, oh, look at me, and she's like, very good footwork, Jason.
Footwork.
And I'm like, I'm doing it. I'm dancing. Girls are gonna love me when I'm older.
When I'm older, yeah, when you're 65.
Well, because I'm gonna retain these skills, you know?
Obviously.
I don't know what the deal is.
I'm sure
is.
That wedding you went to recently, you were out there cha-cha-ing.
I don't know tango-ing. I don't know what the deal is. What am I doing? I just have vague recollections, but it was just, it was such a weird, like, 6 weeks.
Yeah, you know? Say, this is like out of the box.
And I was almost too young to, like, remember it. So this is why I have, like, bits and pieces. But, like, it was something I did. But, here's the thing. I wasn't completely honest with you.
You were a leotard.
No. The dancing's all too true. But what happened during one of the classes, Winx knows about.
Oh?
One night, we were on a break from the dance class. Sitting there drinking some water, you know. Mm-hmm. The door opens. Ah, jeez, Brian, how much longer are you gonna be?
Oh,
your mother sent me up here. What are you doing down here dancing?
Oh no!
It was a secret disguised Kuwitz hit. Oh. Got him. Underwear. He's got a few pairs. 'Cause Winx knows that Brian's downstairs. If he's exasperated, he'll throw a fit. It's another Kuwitz hit. Yep, you never saw it coming.
I didn't, you son of a bitch.
It's a double-edged sword.
You got me really well with that one. You got me real good.
It's another Kuwitz hit. So, yep, Brian obviously was one of the kids, one of the three boys in the class.
Yeah.
Which... made it better for me because, like, at least me and Brian are going through it together. It's not some, like, weird kid I don't know. And he's like, my Scots and Deb made me do this, too. Or his mom.
Yeah.
You know, not Deb.
Yeah. I got you.
But
picking it up.
So like, I don't really know why he was there, but like, a lot of times his mom would like sit there through the class. Like, she was the only parent. Like, she was super stoked that Brian was doing this.
Wow.
Like, and she wouldn't say anything. She'd just be sitting there. It's fucking weird, but she was a weird lady. Well, I mean, she married Kuwait.
She married Kuwait, yes.
And, like, she would just be, like, beaming at him, I remember. Like, she was
proud. Brian
she was super proud that he was learning these skills.
Yeah, she wanted him to be a well-rounded individual. Yeah,
and my mom just wanted me out of the house.
Exactly. Well, different women have different, you know.
Yes.
Different prerogatives.
Yes, Kevin. So.
Yeah, I don't think Brian called his mom a penis sucker.
No, he was a respectful young boy. So, yeah, I guess for whatever reason, she had to send Scott to pick him up during this class.
Nice.
And, of course, he just...
He makes a fucking scene. Everywhere he goes, he's the locus of attention.
Because it was like, you just hear the fucking... It was like heavy, like, swinging doors in the cafeteria. And like, poof. Oh, where is he? I see him over there. They're up on the stage. Because the reason it was in the cafeteria was there's like a little stage.
Yeah, the cafe-gymatorium.
Yeah, but it wasn't like a huge one. No, it was very small, like just one step up. Yep. And like, you know, little plays, I guess, went on there.
Yep.
But like Nikolai's mom had it all like waltzed out. Like she had gold draperies hanging everywhere, you know.
Seems like a lot of effort for someone.
Oh, she loved it. She loved teaching this class, man. She wanted to train a new generation.
Dancers.
But yeah, he comes. Oh, Brian, you done? Come on, I gotta get back.
To what? To sitting in his underwear?
And he's like, no, Scott, it's just a break. And he's like, what time's this thing wrapping up? I mean, the sun's going down already.
Good God. What the fuck is he? He's got the sun's going down. He has to get up. The fuck, like the werewolves
he
are coming out.
He can't be bothered, dude. He worked a full day. All right,
dude. At his he's getting home. Job.
He's got to fry up a steak. He's listening to his smooth jazz, and then all of a sudden, Dev drops the bomb on him that he's got to go pick Brian up from dance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't blame him. Where's my coat? I got to put shoes on. Come on. The station wagon needs gas. I don't got time to stop at the mobile.
And you know, I could just
where's the
him.
Credit card, Depp?
I could just picture him busting through the door and just to no one in particular.
No!
Where's he at? Where's
he doesn't this? Give a shit no. about others.
No, he has no social.
He just spilled in. Yeah, no Brian, what time are you going to be done? I'm like, Brian, what's Scott's doing here? He's like, I don't know. I thought my mom was going to pick me up. Yeah, your mother can't get you. Come on. All right. What time's it done? So she tells him, like, I don't know, 6 o'clock, whatever the fuck time it is. So he's like, all right, can I just sit over here or something? So he sits down, you know, and she's like, all right, ready to go. So, like, we start, you know, she's teaching me, like, you know, I'm leading. Men lead,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So, like, I'm paired up with, like, some girl, you know? It's happening. The dancing's paying.
It's happening.
The dance is paying off. And, like, when you're that age, you know, like, you haven't gone through puberty yet. No. You're not thinking anything like
Did
that.
Did your wee-wee get hard?
No. Right. You're not thinking anything like that.
No, you're
it's
thinking,
just,
like...
It's just awesome that you, like... You're with it's a girl. Still awesome that you get a girl.
You're like
even,
Kevin Arnold.
Even if you don't
Winnie
know anything
Cooper.
About sex yet, you know?
It's like, oh, I'm supposed to do this.
Yeah, right. I'm like, I'm leading. Yep. She's standing next to very good Jason. Very good.
She became French.
I don't know what she was. Some kind of old world, dude. I don't fucking know.
Old world.
Whatever she was.
All right.
You know, like, we're doing it. And the whole time we're doing it, the whole fucking time, right? There's maybe like 15 minutes left in the class, you know?
Yeah.
The whole time from across the cafeteria, you hear this.
Oh, no.
Ah, jeez. Oh, man. Okay.
Is he openly questioning the sexuality
well,
of his stepson?
He thinks he's like saying it to himself, but he's a naturally loud dude. So, like, and it's in the cafeteria, so it kind of echoes a little. So, like, she's like, very good, Jason. Ah, jeez. Brian, you're form is excellent, Brian. Oh, Jack, come on. This is what you hear the whole time. You know?
He's so embarrassed.
And he's like, Scott, I'm almost done. Just leave me alone.
What the fuck?
So, like, you know, we finish it up and everything, and he's like, come on, Jason, it's the guy with the green bike, right, Brian? This is Jason.
It's all you'll ever
he
be
took
known
you, He took you down to the creek and lost your glasses. Your mom said you can come home with me. She said you're riding in the station wagon, me and Brian. Come on, get your stuff, let's go. Oh, man.
I love it.
And he's like, cool, you get to ride in the station wagon with me. Awesome. I'm like, yeah, let's go. Come on. So we get in the car.
Yes.
He's driving us back to Hoover Road, you know, and he's what are you guys doing down there? You guys, your mother said that you're doing the dancing like every Wednesday. I don't know what that means. Are you break dancing, maybe?
Oh, like he knows that.
Are you doing the swing? I don't know. Like, he's just asking us what kind of dances we're doing. We don't really know.
No clue.
She's telling us what they're called, but you don't retain that shit, you know?
You're just like, oh.
And he's like, we're just doing dance until 6 weeks is over, Scott.
getting all butt hurt.
It's like, you're down there, you kiss the girls on the cheek, huh? They're gonna give you a little smooch because you're doing the tapping down there with them. I don't know what you're doing.
The tapping?
And he's like, it's not about the girl, Scott. It's just for experience. Mom wants me to be more cultured.
Culture.
I can't do it. I can't. He's like, all right. You think any of them girls are cute, huh, Jason, with the green bike? I mean, huh? What are you thinking down there? I'm like, yeah, some of them are pretty. Mm-hmm. And he's like, yeah, so, you know, the girls like dancing. You know, I know a few moves.
Remember?
You know, I can teach you the cha-cha. You save your money. Oh. It's a free class, God. I don't know what your mother writes checks for. She writes the checks out. It's PTA. I don't freaking know. Anyway.
It's so put upon.
I hope you are having a good time. I mean, I saw you down there, but I mean, it's a little frou-frou.
That is a word he would use, frou-frou.
But girls are going to like it. Trust me. Hey, Jason, you have a good night there now, right? So I'm like walking back across the street to my house. You know, he's walking Brian in. And I could see across the street, the screen door slams behind him.
Mm-hmm.
Shirt and pants come off
immediately.
Immediately.
Just like that, he transforms into
immediately.
To fucking
I could see it. He doesn't even, he has no shame. He knows it's nighttime. He knows you can see in places when lights are on at night.
Doesn't
care.
Gone. Nah.
But then the lights go off, and I can only imagine he sat down and fried a steak and listen to some smooth jazz.
I'd like to imagine he had a side of, like, mac and cheese.
Yeah, he's just eating scoops of mac and cheese. Brian's freaking dancing. Jeez.
Oh, jeez.
She's got him down here all frou-frou.
Oh,
she's got him down here all light in the loafers.
I hope him and Jason don't have any slumber parties soon.
Oh, God, I gotta watch them when they're downstairs. Brian's downstairs. Well, that's enough wings for this week, I guess. They've had their fill. They went back for seconds, and they're full now.
That's right. You guys are eating it up like a W.
Right. Just a quick reminder, we got picked up by a new platform, Breaker.
Breaker.
I was also informed via email this week that we got picked up by another podcast player called Castro.
Castro? I don't know if I like the sound of that one.
It's not a communist player.
Fucking fascists.
Just listen to it. That's Tiddlywinks a Stranger, now on Castro.
We're on, like, every fucking platform except for Stitcher. Fuck Stitcher.
Well, we're never going back to Stitcher. Even if they invite us back one day.
I just don't get why... Okay, here, I'm going to...
I never saw anything like
it. I just want to ask...
It's free speech.
Why is every fucking platform okay with us saying fuck and shit and tits and piss?
He's saying it.
I'm not
going
to say it. The occasional... You know, see like, you next Tuesday.
Like
everybody's okay with it.
No,
but
we try not to.
No, we try not to.
There's only been like three in Wings history.
Everybody's okay with it, and then like Stitcher's just like, you guys are too vulgar for us. Fuck
you.
Like they're the masterpiece theater of podcasting platforms. Fuck you, Stitcher. I'm sorry.
There's
but, like,
something
that,
deeper going on.
That just
on
bothers me.
I don't
that they kicked us off.
Care enough to look deep into it. But like Apple Podcasts, for example, I'm not sure how many other ones do. They have like the little E for explicit next to it.
Yeah.
So like it's very clear that like what you're going to play is probably going to have some like
you're
going to
hear
content.
Stories of questionable content, all right? And you're going to hear really weird shit that breaks the laws of good taste.
This is a weird podcast. This is a weird time in my life, Kevin.
It's a weird time in both of us. Well, actually it's a really weird time in yours, yeah.
I don't really know how much longer it's going to go on. But what? I can guarantee that, you know, we're getting to 50.
Yes.
And I'm hoping it just goes on and on. I mean, I run out of stories, you know?
Well,
I'm burying my soul. It's exhausting.
Yeah, I hear you, bro.
But, you know, I just said on a whim, I'm going to start a podcast. And here we are.
We've got Tim.
It's weird.
Tim listens to us. And Tim, don't you think we don't listen to your sing-along Saturdays?
Sing-a-song Saturday. You know what? I'm going to submit one on Friday for you, Tim. I keep saying I'm going to. It's $2.99 a month if you want to know what the fuck I'm talking about. $2.99 a month, I'll flick you in the cup. You get a t-shirt with me howling at the moon saying Manic Mondays with Bugles. That's Bugles, American snacks, on my fingers. You get the tote bag with Walker, me, Billy Barry, Kevin's head, and a circle of trust. Says Winks got you under its teat, little darling.
Oh, little darling. We changed it up.
Whatever.
Get the new one. You're out the loop.
You get the 5-minute pod blasts that are only available to the premium subscribers. That's $2.99 a month. I also would be remiss if I didn't mention that Google is starting its own exclusive podcast app.
Oh, that's right.
Separate from the Play Store, that's just called Google Podcasts. And I got a notification that when it's up and running, you'll have to look for it. Yep. It's not up yet. Tiddlywinks with Strangers will be included in that package as a premium podcast.
They like us.
They do.
They didn't kick us off.
They do.
Fucking Stitcher.
It's freedom of speech for crying in a cup. This is America.
It is. Well, I thought this was America.
Anyway.
Yes.
We'll wrap it up, but not before we complete this week's, what is it, Kev?
Snapchat Challenge!
And McGonagall was a little late. He was sleeping.
Yeah, he is.
You know what I want. You know what I want. I want that, I want that fucking, I want that dance class.
Why did you turn into Andrew Dice Clay?
I want that dance class.
No kids. No kids. Adult dance classes only.
This is like when I asked for like a little league.
Yes.
Some, like, you can't take pictures of the kids.
Yeah.
Get me an excited Russian and or French and or German lady excited to teach dance.
Yes, yes. Like,
get me a washed up lady who never made it as a dancer.
Wow.
And,
She's a dance mom.
I don't really know what to do. Get me the challenge. Get me some
homeless guy.
Well, yeah, of course.
Oh, we're not jumping. I'm so sorry.
Of course, we're getting the homeless guy.
So sorry.
Get me a. Yeah, go ahead, Kevin. Whatever.
No, I'm done.
Get me the homeless guy under the boardwalk. Yeah. Under the boardwalk. I want him yelling. I want him yelling at himself. I want him yelling at Jesus. I want him yelling at people. I want him angry and I want him belligerent. I want him nonsensical. Get me that homeless guy yelling, okay? Get me a condom from under the boardwalk. Snap it to Winks Nose Baby on Snapchat.
A fucking soiled condom?
Yes.
Oh, God.
I want the people to know.
We're pushing it.
That under the boardwalk isn't a beautiful place.
It's disgusting.
Send it to Winks Nose so everybody knows.
It's dark and shameful.
Don't go under there. And if you do, bring a headlight. Bring a headlamp.
Like a fucking spelunker.
Bring a headlamp. And a weapon, a melee weapon, preferably.
Oh, yeah.
Get me a retail store being... It's too soon. I was going to say get me a retail store being hit by a storm.
No, that's hilarious. Go for it.
But Winks knows in Burbank out here. or wherever the secret location is filmed. Retail stores were demolished by a tornado.
Whoa.
It's dark. Nobody died. It's fine.
Yeah, that's true. There were no fatalities.
Get me the destruction. Get me the aftermath. Get me a dude with long hair flaking on his responsibilities.
I enjoy that guy.
Get me a guy skirting his responsibilities.
If you can get somebody doing whippets and or eating out of a garbage
that's
bag.
That's perfect.
Yeah, garbage that's, bag.
Yep. And if you see a grown man carrying another grown man piggyback style on his back, for whatever reason, snap it to Winks Nose Baby. I don't fucking know. I don't want to do my life, Kev. God damn it. Just send them in. You know what this is. Every week I pick a winner for the Snapchat challenge and you get flicked into the cup automatically. I waived the fee for you. Last week's winner is Mike Paguglia from Dalton, PA. Congratulations, Mike.
And the week before that, it was, what was his name? Miles Chang.
Miles
Chang. From Milwaukee.
Yep. Yeah. From Milwaukee. So, you know, keep up with the challenges. Of course, all past challenges are always open. I want emus on a highway, ostriches on a residential road. I want the balls of an English naked father. I want poop on a toilet seat in London.
Redheaded pubes. We want to get... what was it? Dirty
why,
yeeks.
Why?
Yeeks.
Why? get me a white trash white girl stealing food from a pantry for Ron and the baby.
Old Asian lady peeing on the side of the highway.
Oh, absolutely. And of course, get me that fucking chubby checker.
And the Oreo.
Come on, Joe Jackson died today. You don't think that chubby checker is close behind him?
Jesus Christ. I don't
Elderly
think
black
is.
Men are dying, dude.
Jesus Christ.
Get me that chubby checker before his legend's gone forever.
Oh, I love you, chubby. Love you.
Or get me, you know, a guy in an Oreo suit with a wisp of cream sticking out the top for his hair.
Why would he have a pomodoro and a cream pomodoro?
Hot pick sunglasses, 80s style. If someone has that costume, send a Wings Nose. You know, fucking rest. Whatever. What else?
Oh, God, there's so many. I'm trying to go through them all. Wasn't there the one with the young Christian youth group?
Yeah, if you get me Young Life, I'm going to enjoy it.
Oh my God.
Get me Goldberg buying a hoagie at Wawa if he's
Goldberg.
If he's free on bail.
Bail Goldberg.
Some
kid's gonna get burnt.
Yeah, no. I want to plaster his face everywhere, that sick fuck. Should quit while I'm ahead.
Oh, and then also, we can't forget the bizarre and deranged profiles on an online dating app.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Keep sending those in. I got a lot of those. They're hilarious. Last but not least, get me a gaggle of Koreans on a street corner breakdancing. And that's this week's Snapchat Challenge. It's the challenge, you see. Bob, get out of here.
Fucking madness.
This show is ridiculous.
Can be.
What the fuck is this, Kevin?
It's two guys sitting in a room watching the Yankees and Phillies talking about bullshit. But we got listeners. We got you guys.
This is awesome, though. Yeah. This is an awesome podcast. I enjoy coming together with you week after week and reviewing our past mistakes.
Yeah.
That's what it is. We're putting all our remorse and regrets out there.
Don't ever date a girl who's getting sperm donor treatments.
No. On the winks. But, you know, the fact that this podcast exists, the fact that I continue to come up with absurdities from my past lives, makes me always wonder. Oh, my God. What am I doing with my life? You'll be out of danger. A fucking Tiddlywinks with strangers.
Coming red.